School nurses already had a full plate, helping meet the physical health and social-emotional learning needs of their kids, and that was before COVID hit. Now, as schools reopen their doors, school nurses have an even tougher job. Nobody is better at it than Unit 5's Susie Markham, who was just the Illinois Association of School Nurses Nurse of the Year. Ryan Denham speaks with Markham about her job and what parents can expect when schools reopen.
I was extremely honored and very humbled. There are over 900 members of the Illinois Association of School Nurses in Illinois. And it was very, very humbling and very, it felt really great, you know, to be honored like that.
Well, something we should talk about is what exactly school nurses do in this day and age. How do you think your actual job and that of your peers differs from kind of the public perception of what that job entails?
Such a great question. So, you know, the role of school nursing has actually changed so much, right? I mean, like, it's not just putting on Band-Aids, which is oftentimes the public perception. School nurses are the bridge that connect healthcare and education. Because, you know, everyone knows that healthy students learn better. So that's kind of the science part. But when you think about the other part of nursing, the art of nursing, in nursing in general, not just school nursing, but certainly including school nursing, you know, it really speaks to the fact that we value and care about every single person who enters our office. It's our job to empower. It's our job to listen and to care. And, you know, in recent times with COVID-19 and all other times, sometimes that social emotional piece is the most important for our students. You know, kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so when we're trying to come alongside of a student that has a chronic illness and maybe help them to care for their illness on their own, which will be their lifelong job, you know, they're not open sometimes to learning and to teaching until they know that we really care and that we have their best interest at heart. So it's super important for nurses, for school nurses especially, to come alongside of students and do that. And there's no other job like school nursing to have that long-term relationship with students and so that we can do that. So it's an awesome, awesome job.
So we are all about to send our kids back to school in person in Unit 5. I have a daughter who's a second grader. You know, it's going to be a few days a week starting October 19th. Going to be a lot of new procedures for parents to be thinking about. I wonder if you can kind of help us understand what are the most important ones of all these new things we're going to be up against.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's important to say right away that, you know, all schools, even the schools that are already open, those of us that are getting ready to open, we truly just want to partner with parents, right? We want to partner with parents to make this this new step one that is based on safety for staff, safety for students, safety for everyone. And so we are following the Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines, which are based on CDC guidelines. But, you know, obviously those guidelines are being put in place so that schools and districts can keep everyone safe and healthy. So things are going to look different though. And I think that's super important for parents to understand. And again, this is not Unit 5 saying this needs to happen or any other district. This is a direct mandate from the Illinois Department of Public Health. Schools are being required to require of parents that there is a daily certification process for your student. So we're going to ask parents in Unit 5, it may look different in different buildings in different districts. In Unit 5, we are going to push out an app to parents called App Armor. And it's going to ask parents each day to certify two things. Number one, that their child is symptom free of all of those multiple symptoms of COVID, and also that they have not been exposed to a positive case. So parents will be expected first and foremost to certify that their child is healthy to come into the building. And then also something that's going to look quite different is that if your child then throughout the school day presents with one symptom, any symptom of COVID-19, then they will be sent home. They will be asked to go home. And again, this is a directive straight from the Illinois Department of Public Health. And if they develop one symptom at school, they will be sent home and all of their siblings will be sent home until you can go and get them tested. And then there's a negative test, or until you take them to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, no, they don't need to be tested for COVID. This could be an alternative diagnosis of strep throat or whatever. But most doctor's offices, most pediatricians are really following IDPH guidelines that say any symptom at all could be COVID. And you could have seasonal allergies and COVID. You could have strep throat and COVID. So, you know, just again, helping parents to understand this is not the school trying to be difficult. This is the school trying to follow the IDPH guidelines to keep everyone safe.
That's Unit 5 school nurse Susie Markham speaking with Ryan Denham. Thanks for choosing.